It is quite a temptation sometimes as a leader, perhaps, to be moving forward. And I'm not saying all leaders are command and control by any stretch of the imagination, but actually both the sense of being grounded through your external life to work, but also it's through your internal life by having people around you who you can trust and who are willing to give you good feedback and being willing to ask for that feedback too. I know that's something that I, you know, try and remember to do, is to say, you know, if you could give me some examples of what you think is going well, but also what I could do better, what I could do differently, that would be really helpful for me. And it's remembering to do that and taking the time to do that with people who can be honest and constructive with you. I think that's truly valuable. So you've had mentors over the years. You had coaching as well?
Yeah. I've had a variety of different coaching over the last 10 years, probably. So from when I first moved to sort of director level positions at Unilever, I had some different kinds of coaches. I had like an actual executive sort of coach for a period of time, and then we did training sessions where you created sort of support groups with other leaders, which also was, I found, useful. And currently I've got an executive coach, which is really, a lot of the time it's an independent voice to help bounce things off, and that's again really useful, especially transitioning roles. I'm currently going through quite a structured 100-day plan for onboarding into my new role. Just experience having someone there that's experienced, that worked with other leaders of going through that process, just means you have an acceleration because you've got somebody who can talk about how other people have done it or how other companies do it. And that's been really helpful. And just, I personally find having an independent voice that's got no context, quite often, or limited context, is probably more helpful than I'd imagined, actually, when I first started doing it. So yeah, I think coaching is good. I think also investing time in coaching others is something that actually helps you with your own leadership. So if you're coaching somebody, you know that's not something you do, but you're telling them to do it, it also helps you. So look, next time I do that, I should listen to my own advice, sort of thing. So I think executive coaches and coaching generally, but just continued investment in training. As you get more senior, you may feel as though you know it all. I feel as though every day I learn something, and investing the time in learning things as you continue in your career is important. And not forgetting that, and not sort of settling, not ever thinking I know it all, I think is the one thing I would say. I think on a daily basis, I feel like I know less, especially in the technology world, as it moves rapidly forward. Just keeping the finger on the pulse gets more difficult. The more older you get, but it's just more. I think it's the more senior, more responsibilities you have, you've less focused on one area. It's more difficult to be as expert. And in a fast moving world, that can be a challenge. But the opportunity is really to see what are the things you should be staying abreast of, and how do you do that? And a lot of that about having a team of people you can trust, who can give you, you know, you've got, who've got expertise and help you understand the things you need to understand.
Taking that time out as well for things like coaching is, I think, for me, it creates space for thinking, that sometimes when you're on the schedule, as it were, of a daily, meetings and networking and planning and strategy, etc., having that maybe an hour and a half on a reasonably regular basis where you meet with a coach or a mentor, and it causes you to really have the space to sit and think, I think has made a big difference to me.